We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The KDKA Morning News with Larry Richard and John Shumway.
KDKA, the voice of Pittsburgh. Larry Richard has the morning off. John Shumway with you, and I am joined by District Executive of District 11, Jim Foringer, who is on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh newsline. Good morning, Jim.
Morning, John. How are you?
I am doing well. So we got a lot to go through, so let's get right to it. There are a lot of construction jobs that have been going on. Let's start with the Liberty Bridge itself. Where are we on the Liberty Bridge, and how soon can we see something wrapping up there?
Well, what's happening is, you know, we opened the Boulevard of the Allies and the ramps to and from the Boulevard of the Allies from the bridge. So what we're going to see is we're going to see nightly lane closures Monday through Wednesdays from now through August 21st. Then you'll see overnight full bridge closures on Thursday nights for prep work for our weekend work that's coming up. So you'll see five full bridge closures from Friday night at 8 p.m. to Monday morning at 5 a.m. for the next five weekends is what we're anticipating to complete the deck work. We're putting a latex overlay on the deck, so the humps that were there across the expansion dams will be eliminated. We'll end up with our final smooth wearing surface.
Now, I'm assuming while you're doing that work on the Liberty Bridge and you've got it closed, you'll also be doing some stuff in the tunnel as well.
Yeah, we'll be coordinating. We have a Liberty Tunnel project that's ongoing, so we'll be coordinating the concrete patching work on that project. The other thing on the Liberty Bridge you'll see is we'll continue working underneath, doing steel repairs and painting the bridge, and we still have electrical upgrades to do. So the Liberty Bridge overall doesn't wrap up until July of 2018.
Okay, let's talk about Route 65. Anyone who has been driving that, especially in the afternoon rush hour, can't wait for some relief out there. What's our situation on 65?
65 is going well. You know, we have those lane restrictions going northbound. We're anticipating that they'll be complete in September of this year. We'll be wrapping things up. So right now we have, you know, two lanes open between Fort Duquesne and West End Bridge, and then it's restricted to one lane from there out through to McKees Rocks Bridge. So we're doing, you know, concrete pavement restoration, asphalt overlays, bridge deck replacement. We're still doing a lot of bridge painting underneath. The other thing you'll see out there is we'll have overnight lane restrictions at Western Avenue and West End Bridge through the end of the month so that we can do the repair work to that intersection. Also, the ramp from southbound Route 65 to California Avenue. Mm-hmm. I want to go nightly lane closures starting tomorrow through mid-August. The Reachdale ramp to the Fort Duquesne Bridge and Ridge Avenue will have three weekend closures between now and mid-August. And then the ramp from Fort Duquesne Bridge to the North Shore, so that's coming northbound,
right,
will be closed Monday through Saturday of next week.
Oh,
so
boy.
It's important that we're coordinating that work with the events at the stadium. So, you know, the Pirates won't be in town, so we're coordinating that ramp closure while
while the Pirates are on the road, to say the least.
Yep.
All right, let's turn to the Parkway North. Saw the sign this morning saying that the McKnight Road ramp is going to be closed coming up on the 21st, which is later this week.
Yeah, that's for this weekend, so we can work on, again, the patching work and the overlay. There'll be two more additional closures of that ramp on two subsequent weekends. They're not scheduled at this point. So we'll remain in the condition that you see out there as far as the express lane and local lane between Camp Horn and the HOV. And then, you know, how we're coming down the HOV and then it splits and comes back out onto the southbound. So you'll see that condition through mid to late September of this year. And then we'll be off of there for this construction season. And then next year we'll be, you know, working on the northbound with the same concept of the, as far as the traffic control out there.
All right, so pretty much the same situation through September on the Parkway North, except for these weekend closures and that kind of
thing.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now the folks in the South are sitting there breathing easy at the moment, but you're about to do something to the Elizabeth Bridge.
Yeah, the Elizabeth Bridge, we're getting ready to start a full rehabilitation of that project. This construction season, we'll just have off-peak closures, so you won't really see anything this construction season of a major impact. But starting next year in 2018, from the spring until fall, we'll have it'll be done a single lane each direction of Route 51. So that'll happen in next until fall of 2018. We'll get off for the winter, and then you'll see the same condition in 2019.
Lots of work going on. It's called short-term pain for long-term gain, right?
We look at it as just improvements for the traveling public.
Absolutely. Jim, I appreciate the concise rundown for us this morning. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, you too. Thank you, John.
Jim Foringer, who is the acting district executive for PennDOT District 11 on KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.